Hey, welcome back. Lena here with Morning Minutes. We're studying 1 Corinthians, called the series Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. And you can find out more about the ministry of Living with Power and tons of more resources at livingwithpower.org. Of course, you can subscribe to this study at livingwithpower.org/morningminutes or download our app and find Morning Minutes there. Today, we're in episode 18, 1 Corinthians 5, 9 through 13. We're continuing with some thoughts on sexual immorality. I titled this episode, How to Deal with Sexual Immorality in the Church, which is the heart of Paul. He writes in verse 9, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is still guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. Now, this is heavy and this is good because I think that there's a lot to talk about here. Number one, when it comes to sin, God expects us to be set apart. So how to deal with sexual immorality in the church? I think let's start with this thought. When it comes to sin, God expects us to be set apart. So it's interesting. There's a way of living that God has in mind. And he sort of, again, we had an episode a couple of weeks ago. We talked about us versus them. And some of the things that God puts us under, like the things that we submit to in his word, are completely foreign to people who do not receive the Spirit of God, who have not received God. And so one of those is the sexual conduct code, how God wants us to behave and be holy and honor the marriage bed. And we're going to get into singleness and marriage in a moment. And so incest was considered sinful back then. And so now it's in the church, but it's not just, it's unrepented sin is sort of this, it's not like the guy did this once and was repentant. No, this is a problem in the church and it's affecting the entire church to the point where Chloe wrote a letter to Paul saying, you need to address this. These people think this is normal behavior. And so Paul is laying down the line and he says, listen, there's a way to live. And God wants us to be set apart. We are holy. The Spirit of God is in us. Now, he differentiates, again, this way to deal with sexual sin within the context of the church and within the context of the world. So he clarifies, and he's like, I'm not saying that you don't talk. I mean, we everybody knows that sexual immorality is rampant in our world. And Paul clarifies that. He says, I'm not saying to you not to associate with anyone who is in sexual sin. That's the majority of our culture and world. He's saying there's a way to treat Christians and the way to handle sin in the church that is different than how sin is handled outside of the church. Outside of the church, God deals with this. Inside the church, God allows us in our wisdom and judgment to hold each other accountable. How? By the code of conduct that he has for us. Again, this code of conduct is not what is earning us his favor, but we live out of obedience to the Lord. And he's got an order in the church that he has that we're going to get into later in Corinthians to talk about some of those things. So there must be boundaries in your life to protect you from sin and a sinful lifestyle. And so when you talk about being set apart, some of it is simply just understanding that you're to live differently than the people in the world. There must be resolve in your will to help you live a holy life. If you see and understand the holiness of God, then the result of it is this resolve of saying, all right, God, I cannot do this on my own, but I want to live holy. And now you are going to put certain boundaries in your life as it pertains to how you live and how you interact with others. Now, again, this is almost easier when it comes to you separating yourself from the world. But now the problem is this is in the church. And so these are your brothers and sisters in Christ. And Paul takes this so seriously that he's like, stop talking to this person. And when it comes to sin, God expects us to be loving about it. Now you might say, well, this isn't loving. It is loving because he's protecting the church. And the church is being influenced by the sin of this person who is unrepentant. And he does want us to deal with sin in the local church. And by the way, you can't just take one verse out of context. Read the writings of Paul, read the entire Bible, and you'll see a heart of God that is always open to repentance, always forgiving when people come to him and say, we recognize the sin we've done. The prodigal son comes home, and Jesus, the picture of the father waiting with open arms. Jesus tells that story, a symbol, a picture of the loving father who's waiting for his children to repent. But in this case, this is a person in the church who is persisting in sin and who is affecting brothers and sisters in the church. And it's almost like there's this ascent of the behavior. And so Paul is taking that to task, but it is to be done lovingly. And we must be loving to those who do not know the truth, of course, but we must lovingly rebuke those who know the truth and ignore it. And this rebuke can sometimes feel harsh, but it is necessary in order to save the whole. So when it comes to sin, be set apart, be loving. And when it comes to sin, God judges it very seriously. I think if you miss that, you've missed it. This is not a joke. This is serious business. I really think that the biggest problem in our culture today is somehow we've minimized the seriousness of sexual sin. Everybody sins and you go on sinning and it doesn't matter. And we sometimes think, well, there's no bad effects to it and God forgives us and hyper grace and it's okay and God is love. And he is, but it's serious business. And if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and don't get a sense that this is serious, that God cares about your holiness, then you're missing it. If you continue to sin without repentance, you will be judged harshly. He allows us to wisely judge within the church. So if you're seeing a pattern of behavior in the church that is not in step with the word of God, go take it to the elders, take it to the pastor in your church, deal with it. Because if you don't, it's going to affect you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And the entire book of Corinthians is written to protect the church and to keep sin out. Why? Because it is a beautiful and awesome thing when you're living the Christian life the way that God wants you to live it, letting Jesus Christ rule in your heart and seeing that reflected in your behavior. Listen, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. There's nothing like it. If you don't understand and see that today, I pray that you will. In the meantime, have a great day, and I'll see you again tomorrow.